Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be glad she's here, too, because Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an internationally recognized authority on speech and communication, which includes salesmanship. She is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, still a goal of mine that I still haven't quite mastered, and especially with the women in my life. And let's get Ruth in here right now. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Did you know that this is, according to what I've been told here, my crack research team here has told me that today is considered Stupid Guy Thing Day.
Stupid Guy Thing Day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
With my husband.
Well, I was going to say, you know, a lot of wives would say that's redundant.
Yes, well, that's
just
true, but not me,
thing.
Jim.
You would never say that, would you?
No, never. Never.
Ruth, one of the things that I was telling the audience about before you got here is that we're going to talk about the power of apology. And I was just saying that in my career, never mind all the times I've apologized in my personal life. Boy, that's another story. And probably a lot more times when I should have and didn't. But in the marketplace, in my career, I have had to apologize. And I've gotten pretty good. I've had to do it enough, Ruth, I guess I've gotten pretty good at it. But one thing I found out is that there is a way to apologize, and there's a way not to apologize, isn't it?
Oh, there certainly is, Jim. And, you know, you're not alone. Everybody has to apologize. Everybody makes mistakes. We're part of the human race, after all.
Right.
And mistakes are a given. They are going to happen. But if you don't get in there and apologize for them and begin the process of making those mistakes correcting them or making them right, then nobody can move on, including
right.
you. So
right.
it's just urgent.
Of course, the first thing that has to happen if you're going to apologize is you have to determine that that's what's necessary, because most of the time the other people aren't going to, I mean, they may behave in a way that you don't understand, that you think obviously they're not happy with me, but some people still don't get it that they have to apologize.
They don't get it, and it isn't clear to me that they don't get it. I think that they are either getting some bad advice from handlers, from especially people who are in big businesses. We've seen a lot of this lately,
right?
Where a simple apology, a heartfelt apology, an apology that would be considered authentic
right.
by the general public would go a long, long way to diffusing tensions and being able, again, to correct whatever mistakes or errors have been made and getting people, rallying people. You know, apology is a leadership skill.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of what it takes to be at the top of your game.
Right.
Right.
And
for whatever reason, and I don't want to blame lawyers, and I don't want to blame
Let's blame the lawyers.
No, I'm not going to. You know, I used to, but not anymore. I think people at this point should know better. There's been enough research done on the communication, the rhetoric of apology, as we call it in communication school, that shows that it is a valuable technique. And it's more than a technique. It's
right.
actually a social construct that we all need
right.
to get along.
Well, you know, let's separate apologies in professional apologies into two categories. One are the thermonuclear atomic apologies that have to be made by companies like Toyota, like BP, et cetera. And then there are the everyday, you know, workman apologies that you and I make to our customers, to different people. In other words, my point is, you and I make apologies. We don't have to have handlers.
Exactly.
Albert Camus said, integrity hath no need of rules.
That's correct.
And so if it's the right thing to do, you and I just do it. And obviously if we do it, it's, you know, we're sincere about it. But when it's contrived, when it's something that happens like with BP and Toyota, and I want to talk about that first,
mm-hmm.
when it's at that category, at that level, and there's this, and the stakes are that high, it becomes not as much of an apology as it is a production.
Well, you know, when I've made mistakes with my clients and they've been upset with me, let me tell you, it's felt thermonuclear to me.
Right, but still, it wasn't. There weren't billions of dollars and thousands of jobs and
no,
you know
it
what
wasn't
I mean? Shareholders. That's what I'm talking about. The magnitude of the financial
right.
thing. If you apologize or if you didn't apologize, you'd lose a customer. They'd lose you, and life would go on. You know, it wouldn't be any headlines. Is my point.
Yes. However, even Toyota, even BP. Even, gosh, you know, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Even Tiger Woods, if these folks got out there in front of it, as they say. Now, this is part of the production, as you say.
Yeah.
If they immediately recognize that this is a problem, and in certain cases a catastrophe, certainly in the case of BP, a catastrophe, that if they get out in front of it, that creates such a level of goodwill
yep.
on the part of the public, on the part of the victims. As we were talking about earlier, Jim, 11 people died
that's right.
on that BP.
Let's never
and
forget
that has
that,
been
folks.
Lost.
11 men have died as a result of this. And, you know, we have to remember that.
Yes, absolutely. But if they got out in front of it, instead of waiting and hoping it will go away, which in our current world of 24/7 scrutiny and blogs and
right.
everybody's a critic, everybody has an opinion and can make it public, simply is it's a pipe dream. It
well,
cannot happen anymore.
One of the reasons it's a production is in the case of BP and Toyota, and I guess you could say Tiger Woods too. It wasn't like it all happened at once and it was over. I mean, this stuff just keeps doling out to us, you know, more and more bad news, and so I do think that at that level, an apology is a lot more complicated. When we come back after this break, Ruth, I want to, you know, those guys have got handlers. You and I don't. Our small business owners don't have and don't need that. As Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. We know when to apologize. We know how to apologize. I want to talk about that a little bit. What do we do at the Main Street level? When is an apology necessary, and what should it look like at the Main Street level? And I have some of my own examples that I will be talking about right after these messages. Ruth Sherman is our guest. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll. We have a poll question on the homepage there. It's easy to do. Just answer the question by clicking on your answer and then submitting, and that's all you got to do. You don't have to tell us who you are or anything. We'll keep you posted on what the poll results were. And, of course, my blog is there, the archives, articles, brain trust, lots and lots of stuff at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you with your small business. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Ruth is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. We're talking about apologies. Ruth, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, my website is ruthsherman.com. And my book, you can go on Amazon to find my book or any online bookseller, or you can contact me directly through the website, and I'll send you a signed copy.
All right. That's the best kind, folks. Get one of those. And so good for you, Ruth. Thanks for that. We're talking about apologies. Ruth, I have a classic one
yep.
that to me is the best one on me. I was a young pup salesman for Xerox, and I walked into a plant accountant's office one time, Mr. Keener. He's gone now, but I'll never forget his name as long as I live. Mr. Keener, and he was a grizzled old guy. You know, he looked like he was 110 at the time, and he wasn't, but he looked like it. And to me, at least, I was in my 20s, and I went in there, met him, and I started giving him my best shot, right? Mm-hmm. And on all the things great and wonderful about Xerox. So when after a while, he stands up and he says, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." And he walks me to the door.
Oh, goodness.
And I said, "Well, thank you, Mr. Keener." And I walked out around the corner, and all of a sudden, I said, I think I just made a mistake. And I turned around, walked back, knocked on his door. Mr. Keener, yes, Jim, what is it? I said, can I start over? And he said, yes, Jim, come in.
Oh, boy.
And I went in there, and I did it the right way. And I had his business as long as he and I were in doing that job.
That's amazing, Jim.
I didn't say I'm sorry, but he could tell. I had, right. I knew I was wrong.
Right.
And I just said, can I start over?
Yeah, owned up to something.
Yeah, I messed up.
And I think owning up is a great word, a great phrase to use. You showed ownership. You took responsibility. You took responsibility for the relationship. You know, all business owners, you, myself, every one of our listeners is somebody who has a relationship with customers and clients.
Yep.
And that bond is very precious.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
You're exactly right, and I'll tell you, I did it recently. There's a person who's part of a company that I work with, and I felt like we had not gotten together as much as we should have,
mm-hmm.
and I ran into her and I said, I am not happy about the fact that you and I haven't spent very much time together, mm-hmm. and I'm taking responsibility for that. I'd like to fix that. Would you help me fix that? And she said, yes, I will.
Yes.
And that was her way of saying, that's when I found out she agreed with me. I hadn't done a good enough job. And she said, yes, I will. And I didn't have to say I was sorry. I wouldn't have minded doing that. But, some people really have a hard time doing that, though.
It's hard to do, actually. It's very hard to do. It's embarrassing. It feels icky, as my younger relatives would say. the idea that we would have to go in, the whole, cowering, tail between our legs.
Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous notion, but that's the way it feels.
Well, if you really have messed up, if you've really blown it, you got to say, I'm sorry.
You've got to say you're sorry. Now, here's an example on my, from my business life. And it wasn't too long ago. I've been working with these clients, valued clients, long-term clients, a great relationship. And they hadn't called me, I hadn't had need for my services
mm-hmm.
for about 18 months. And during that time, my prices had gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called me. And instead of saying, oh, by the way, my prices have increased in that time,
right.
I went through the job and then
right.
I billed them.
Ah, a surprise.
And this is a bit, right, and that was a surprise. And it was an unpleasant surprise.
Uh-huh.
And even though they were sophisticated business people and should have known, that was not their responsibility.
Right.
It was my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not happy. And I was at risk of, I had breached
right.
this relationship.
Right.
And so it was up to me. And I felt badly about
it. Well, that's the thing to remember. They're your customer. You are responsible for that relationship.
That is
They're
correct.
Not responsible for that relationship.
You're
it's not
so
their
right.
job to wake up in the morning thinking about your relationship.
That's correct. It is my job to nurture that relationship, to make it happen, to grow it, and to build, continue the trust. Anyway, the bond had been breached, and it was up to me to say, I was wrong about this. I should have made it clear that prices had increased and negotiated with you if necessary. And to show how I feel about it, I'm going to bill you what I had billed you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they were okay with that. But, it still put a damper on our relationship that took some time for it to get back to what it was. And, it's not worth it. But at the same time, we make mistakes. And we have to apologize and make it right.
Well, we're not known by how we behave when things go well. We're known by how we behave when things don't go so well. And sometimes that means an apology. Ruth Sherman, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's always
a
pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for the wisdom and the insights. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, get them to see you your way right away. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.